Welcome to our new little segment entitled The Esthetician's Corner from yours truly, founder of the Adventure Zones. And of course, the retreat is a part of the Adventure Zone, Shanitria Kitlin. Well, we know some of you are enjoying your Thanksgiving weekend and of course, preparing for the holidays as well. So Merry Christmas to every one of you and Happy Thanksgiving. Of course, it's Saturday and Thanksgiving was Thursday. But we know that people do like a weekend celebration, you know. So we're going to start, you know, this little podcast today entitled The Esthetician's Corner. And I think it'll be beneficial to put a face to the retreat area, because many of you have already went to the website. And of course, it's just details about Adventure Zones retreats and all of that. So connecting my face to that particular platform will basically help you guys a little bit more to be able to, you know, develop some confidence. Yes, we are real. We are getting up off the ground. We're excited about, you know, this avenue and all avenues of the zones. And we just pray that you guys are equally excited about the zones as much as we are. I am also an Avon representative, so you will hear me recommend products and, you know, that sort of stuff from Avon as well and other platforms. Of course, you know, some skincare products are only available for estheticians, and of course, you know, you will get access to those particular products through me, but nevertheless, the whole overall goal of providing, you know, this value is so that you can learn the value of taking care of your skin. Not just taking care of your skin, but learning the value of taking care of yourself. I decided to basically use my aesthetics mostly for those that have skincare issues, you know, dealing with illnesses, underlying illnesses. Of course, I deal with every individual, but especially to those that have especially autoimmune issues. If you have cancer, if you have you know, rheumatoid arthritis, whatever it is that you're dealing with in your skin is greatly affected by many of the treatments, you know, for instance, with cancer clients, chemotherapy and the illness itself can take a toll on skin, but namely chemotherapy. So I do a lot of oncology aesthetics, you know, for those sensitive groups. But I deal with, like I said, every individual when it concerns your skin. So this morning, I want to talk a little bit about Hashimoto's disease and its effect on your skin. I am hypothyroid. Unfortunately, I used to be hyperthyroid, but they had to kill my thyroid with radioactive iodine treatment back in 2018 in September. And I've been on this journey ever since then. Right now, I am in need of a medication adjustment. My doctors figured it out. We did a TSH check the other day and come to find out that I am receiving a little bit less hormone than I should be at this present moment. And of course, I have gained some weight. So, you know, when you gain or lose weight, pretty much your thyroid medication is going to have to be adjusted. Maybe or maybe not. And you could tell when your medication is off. And I was having symptoms, you know, the other day that it was off. And when I went to my regular, you know, routine checkup and stuff for other issues, I also put in there for him to check my thyroid levels. And I got the results this morning and it's way off. So in the next couple of days, Lord spare, I'm looking for that prescription to come through my pharmacy to be able to start taking a higher dosage. And you need to be able to help yourself as well in other elements, you know, in order to increase your TSH are basically naturally help your thyroid to function at its best, because we know that even with the medication, it's still not 100% perfect, because you got to think about your diet and other elements that affect your medication. So you should, you know, especially if you're getting older, at least consider taking some type of supplement anyway. So Hashimoto's disease is like affecting your, it also affects your thyroid. So Hashimoto's disease is an autoimmune disorder affecting the thyroid gland. The thyroid is your butterfly-shaped gland located at the base of the neck just above the Adam's apple. The thyroid produces hormones that help regulate many functions in the body. So you may as well just call it the body's, you know, gas and gasoline in your car. In your body's car. It is the gasoline. An autoimmune disorder is an illness caused by the immune system attacking healthy issues or tissues, I'm sorry. In Hashimoto's disease, immune system cells lead to the death of the thyroid's hormone-producing cells. So the disease usually results in a decline in hormone production, which is hypothyroidism. But although anyone can develop Hashimoto's disease, it's most common among middle-aged women, and the primary treatment is thyroid hormone replacement. And of course, with hypothyroidism, I have to take thyroid hormone for the rest of my life. Okay. When you have like radioactive iodine treatment and it kills your whole entire thyroid, pretty much you will have to take thyroid replacement for the rest of your life. And I know some people have radioactive iodine treatment where it kills just part of their thyroid gland. But in my case, it really just eliminated my thyroid gland, which they told me before I took it that this was going to be the result, because my hyperthyroidism was so bad. So Hashimoto's disease is also known as Hashimoto's thyroiditis, which is a chronic lymphatic thyroiditis, a chronic autoimmune thyroiditis. So what I want to talk about in this is the fact that it affects your skin, which that's what I thought this was about. Okay, hold on. Okay, so skin problems associated with thyroid disease. Overactivity and underactivity of the thyroid gland may result in alterations in skin, hair, or the nails. And this may be as a result of the abnormal level of thyroid hormone or a consequence of an underlying condition. So, of course, hypothyroidism is too little thyroid hormone, and hyperthyroidism is too much thyroid hormone. And your thyroid refers to a normal amount of thyroid hormone. And I'm sure that, you know, if you had either for a considerable amount of time, and that with medication and different things like that, you have been on so many different spectrums concerning your condition. Now, a lot of times, you know, your skin issues can point to, you know, your thyroid condition. If you still are in a position, you know, in a position you don't know exactly what's going on with you, 9 times out of 10, it could be your thyroid. A lot of times we overlook different things. We're going back and forth to the doctor and we're telling them our symptoms and stuff like that. And the last thing that some of them check is your thyroid. And if you just feel like you're off completely. 9 times out of 10, if you never had your thyroid checked, you probably want to get your thyroid checked. So understanding the link between thyroid disease and your skin health. The thyroid gland is small, of course, but it controls, amen, it's responsible for producing hormones that regulate many of your bodily functions, and it plays a crucial role in the body's metabolism and energy production. And when a thyroid gland produces too much or too little hormone, it can cause a variety of health problems, including issues with your skin. So, the skin issues with thyroid issues. It's the thyroid gland's hormone plays a significant role in maintaining healthy skin. So when thyroid function is abnormal, it can cause changes in the skin's appearance, texture, and resilience. However, the connection between thyroid disease and skin health goes beyond the surface level. The thyroid gland is responsible for producing hormones that regulate many bodily functions, including metabolism, heart rate, body temperature. When the thyroid gland is not functioning properly, it can cause a wide range of symptoms, including skin issues. Hypothyroidism, or an underactive thyroid gland, can lead to dry skin, hair loss, and brittle nails. This is because the thyroid hormone regulates the skin's moisture levels and oil production, as well as hair and nail growth. In severe cases, hypothyroidism can cause skin thickening, leading to a condition called maxedema. Maxedema is a rare but serious condition that occurs when the skin becomes thick, dry, and waxy due to the buildup of a substance called mucin. And this condition is more common in older women with long-standing hypothyroidism and can be life-threatening if left untreated. So in addition to skin issues, hypothyroidism can cause other symptoms such as fatigue, weight gain, and depression. If you suspect you have hypothyroidism, it's important to see a healthcare provider for evaluation and treatment. So hyperthyroidism is skin issues. Hyperthyroidism or an overactive thyroid gland can cause the skin to become thin and delicate, making it prone to bruises and tears. And the increased metabolism associated with hyperthyroidism can also lead to increased sweating and overheating, causing issues like heat intolerance, skin flushing, and excess sweating. In addition to skin issues, hyperthyroidism can also cause other symptoms such as weight loss, anxiety, and heart palpitations. So if you suspect you have hyperthyroidism, it's important to see a healthcare provider for evaluation and treatment. Overall, the connection between thyroid disease and skin health is an important one. If you are experiencing skin issues along with other symptoms such as fatigue, weight changes, or mood changes, it's important to talk to your healthcare provider about the possibility of thyroid disease. And with proper diagnosis and treatment, many of these symptoms can be effectively managed. So your symptoms of thyroid-related skin problems is that you have various skin problems that can occur when thyroid function is abnormal. The thyroid gland plays an important role in regulating many bodily functions, including the skin. So when the thyroid gland is not functioning properly, it can lead to a range of skin problems. Dry and flaky skin is a common symptom of hypothyroidism, as with other conditions. But hypothyroidism is a condition where the thyroid gland does not produce enough thyroid hormone. And this can cause the skin to become dry and rough and scaly. In severe cases, the skin may crack and peel, leading to discomfort and even infection. So it is important to keep the skin moisturized and hydrated when experiencing dry and flaky skin. Using a gentle moisturizer and avoiding harsh soaps and hot showers can help to alleviate the symptoms. And hopefully I can give you some recommended products that you can use for when you're getting treated for dry and flaky, you know, getting treated for hypothyroidism. It also causes hair loss and brittle nails. Thinning hair and brittle nails are also common symptoms of hypothyroidism. And the thyroid gland plays a key role in the growth and maintenance of hair and nails. So when thyroid hormone levels are low, hair and nails may become weak and brittle. But using gentle hair care products and avoiding harsh chemicals and heat styling can help to prevent further damage to the hair. Keeping nails trimmed and moisturized can also help to prevent breakage and splitting. You also have changes in skin color and texture. Thyroid disease can cause various changes in skin color and texture. Hyperthyroidism, which is a condition where the thyroid gland produces too much thyroid hormone, can cause the skin to become thin and fragile, and this can lead to easily bruising and tearing of the skin. But on the other hand, hypothyroidism can cause the skin to become pale or yellow. Hyperpigmentation or darkening of the skin can also occur in some cases. Redness or flushing of the skin may also be present in those with thyroid problems. These changes in color and texture can cause discomfort and be a source of self-consciousness for those with thyroid problems. It is important to seek medical attention if you are experiencing any of these symptoms. Diagnosis and treatment of thyroid-related skin issues. Thyroid disease can affect the skin in various ways. Some common skin issues associated with thyroid disease include dry, itchy, and flaky skin, hair loss, changes in your skin texture. If you're experiencing any of these symptoms, it is important to seek medical attention to determine if they're related to thyroid disease. So the whole overall goal of improving your skin if you have these conditions is treating your thyroid disease to improve your skin health. Effective treatment for thyroid disease typically involves hormone replacement therapy or antithyroid medication to help regulate hormone levels. And once hormone levels are back in balance, skin problems related to thyroid disease should improve. It is important to work closely with your doctor to find the right treatment plan for you. In addition to medical treatment, there are also lifestyle changes you can make to improve skin health. And these include eating a balanced diet, getting regular exercise, and avoiding smoking and excessive alcohol consumption. Or just don't smoke at all. And no alcohol. You know, as Christians, you know, I don't think you have to tell Christians that, you know, you shouldn't. But there are people that's doing these things, unfortunately. So, topical treatments for skin symptoms. Topical treatments can be used to alleviate some of the skin symptoms associated with thyroid disease. Emollients, medicated creams, lotions can help maintain skin hydration and reduce itchiness, redness, inflammation. It is important to talk to your doctor before using any topical treatments to ensure they are safe and effective for your specific condition. In conclusion, thyroid disease can have a significant impact on skin health. So if you are experiencing any skin symptoms related to thyroid disease, it is important to seek medical attention and work with your doctor to find the right treatment plan for you. Stress management and its impact on your thyroid health. Stress can affect thyroid function and exacerbate skin symptoms related to thyroid disease. Exercise and meditation. All of these things can help you. Breathing, deep breathing can also help support your thyroid and skin health. nutrition for optimal thyroid function. A balanced diet rich in essential nutrients such as iodine, zinc, and selenium can also help support optimal thyroid function. Foods such as fish, nuts, seaweed are excellent sources of these particular nutrients. The importance of regular exercise. Regular exercise can help boost your metabolism, increase your blood flow, promote healthy skin. Exercise can also reduce stress and support overall health and wellness, which can help improve thyroid and skin health. So in conclusion, the link between thyroid disease and skin health is undeniable. If you are experiencing any skin-related problems, it's essential to speak with your doctor to ensure proper diagnosis and treatment. And taking small steps such as managing stress, eating a balanced diet, staying active can also support optimal thyroid and skin health. It can also improve your gut health because 9 times out of 10, you have these type of diseases, you are dealing with something with your gut as well. So basically, treating that underlying issue can really improve your quality of life, especially your skin health too, as we are talking about skin this morning. So that's what we wanted to just pretty much land that ship this morning. And I'm going to try my best to recommend some products that you can use and stuff to help to bring out the best in your skin while you are being treated for thyroidism.